Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His transcendental act of magnificent and glorious, and great learned sages like Narada sing of them. Please, therefore, speak to us who are eager to hear about the adventure he performed in his various pastime. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead is never inactive, as some less intelligent person suggests. His works are magnificent and magnanimous. His creation, both material and spiritual, are all wonderful and contain all variegatedness. They are described nicely by such liberated soul as Srila Narada, Vyasa, Valmiki, Devala, Asita, Madhva, Sri Chaitanya, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Nirbaka, Sridhar, Vishwanath, Baladev, Bhaktivinod, Siddhanta Saraswati, and many others learned self-realized soul. This creation, both material and spiritual, are full of opulence, beauty, and knowledge. But the spiritual realm is more magnificent due to its being full of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. The material creation are manifested for some time as perfected shadows of spiritual kingdom, and can be likened to cinemas. They attract people of less intelligence caliber who are attracted by false thing. Such policemen have no information of the reality, and they take it for granted that the false material manifestation is all in all. But the more intelligent men, guided by sages like Vyasa and Narada, know that the eternal kingdom of God is more delightful, larger, and eternally full of bliss and knowledge. Those who are not conversant with the activities of the Lord in His transcendental realm are sometimes favored by the Lord in His adventure as incarnation, wherein He displays His eternal bliss of His association in the transcendental realm. By such activities, He attracts the conditioned soul of the material world. Some of these conditioned souls are engaged in the false enjoyment of material senses, and others in simply negating their real life in spiritual world. These less intelligent persons are known as karmis, or fruitive workers and jnanis, or dry mental speculators. But above those two classes of men is a transcendentalist known as sattvata, or the devotees who is busy neither with rampant material activities nor with material speculation. He is engaged in the positive service of the Lord, and thereby he derived the highest spiritual benefit unknown to the karmis and jnanis. As the supreme controller of both material and spiritual worlds, the Lord has different incarnations of illimited categories. Incarnations like Lord Brahma, Rudra, Manu, Prithu, and Vyasa are his material qualitative incarnation. But his incarnation at Rama, Nishinga, Varaha, and Vamana are the transcendent incarnation. Lord Sri Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnation and is therefore the cause of all causes. Translation again. His transcendental act of magnificent and gracious, and great learned sages like Narada sing of them. Please therefore speak to us who are eager to hear about the adventures he performed in his various incarnations. First, I offer my prayers. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shmati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pastachari Sitarini. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvita Gadadhara Shivasadi Shri Gaura Bhaktivinda Vanchakalpa Turibhyascha Kipa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai. This is a beautiful part of Bhagavatam, and it's beautifully explained, and Srila Prabhupada purport is just incredible and beautiful. But before I start, I would like to take blessing from all the Vaishnav devotee here. I've just come back from a yatra of Vrindavan, and it was amazing to be there and to celebrate the 40th disappearance of Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan Dham was amazing. There was many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who was there, really giving so much nectar. It was very blessed to be there. But also today, I wanted, before I start this, you know, to talk about a little bit about this purport. And today is, we have a devotee in the village here. Her name is Vrindavani Mataji. She is Srila Prabhupada's disciple. She was suffering from cancer for a while, and she left her body like yesterday morning. And as Vaishnava, we is a loss to our community, but we also pray, we can also pray together, unify for her safe journey back home, back to Godhead. She was very quiet devotee. She was not out, you know, but we can all pray together for her safe ongoing journey to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And we're very blessed that I know I went to see her a few times, and she was always absorbed in chanting and talking about Prabhupada, nothing else. So please today remember her in your prayers, and let us all be kind to each other and help each other. So today with this purport, I got a very late call, but I felt it was, you know, I accept this challenge because I feel, you know, service, when you pray, you chant, you pray for service. When service comes, you cannot ignore the seva that the Supreme Lord, through his devotees, is guiding you to have. Before I get into this purport, I also wanted to, today is a very special day as well, is Katyayani Vrat. Katyayani is a form of Durga Devi, which the gopis in Vrindavan, they worship to attain Lord Krishna as their husband. And I have a little bit of, it's in Srimad Bhagavatam, as we can read a little bit, and, you know, I feel days like this, if we honor, we remember this great, you know, the Vrajabadhu, the gopis of Vrindavan, with the highest platform of devotional service, if you remember them, we remember their contribution, we can at least get some hint, a little blessing, so we can carry on our spiritual journey. And hopefully this will open, we can read a little bit about, okay, this is the first, very first of Canto 10, chapter 22, verse 1, Sukadev Uvacha, Himante Pramate Masi, Nanda Vraja Kumarika, Charuhi Vasyam Bunjana, Katyanya Achana Vratam. Translation. Sukadev Goswami said, during the first month of the winter season, the young unmarried girls of Gokul observed the vow of worship goddess Katyayani. For the entire month, they ate only and spiced khichdi. So and then I read a little bit of Prabhupada's purport. The word Hemanti refers to the month of Magashisa, from approximately the middle of November to the middle of December. According to the Western calendar, in the chapter 22, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comment that the gopis first ate Havishyana, a kind of food prepared by boiling together mung dal and rice without any spices or turmeric. According to Vedic injunction, this kind of food is recommended to purify the body before one enact to ritualistic ceremony. I just read the translation. My dear king, after they had bathed in the water of the Jumuna, just as the sun was rising, the gopis make an earthen deities of goddess Durga on the river bank. And then they worship her with such aromatic substances like sandalwood pulp, along with other items both opulent and simple, including lamps, fruits, betel nuts, newly grown leaves, and fragrant garlands and incense. Purport, a very two-line purport. The word balibi in this word indicate offering of clothing, ornaments, food, and so on. Each of the young unmarried girl perform her worship while chanting the following mantras. O goddess Katyayani, O great potency of the Lord, O possessor of great mystic power and mighty control of all, please make the son of Nanda Maharaj, my husband, I offer my obeisances unto you. Srila Prabhupada purport, according to various acharyas that Goddess Durga mentioned, in this verse is not the illusory energy of Krishna called Maya, but rather the internal potency of the Lord knows, known as Yoga Maya. The distinction between the internal and external illusory potency of the Lord is described in Narada Panchatantra, in the conversation between Shruti and Vidya. It's a very long purport. We have time. Translation. Thus, an entire month, the girls carried out their vow and properly worshipped Goddess Bhadrakali, fully absorbing their mind in Krishna and meditating upon the following thoughts. May the son of King Nanda become my husband. Each day they rose at dawn, calling out to one another by name. They all held hands and loudly sang the glories of Krishna while going to Kalindi to take their bath. Kalindi is Jamuna. One day they came to the river bank and putting aside their clothing they have done before, happily played in the water while singing with Krishna. Okay, if you want to read a little bit more, you can go to this pastime, count to 10, 22, and so on. But because it's this month, the gopis, even though Krishna was, you know, this is, you know, this purport talk about different incarnation of Krishna. And this incarnation of Krishna's Raj is the most sweetest incarnation. And in this incarnation, the Lord appeared as a coward boy, simple, very simple. While he was in the midst of all the gopis, but the gopis could not achieve Krishna very easily. They had to perform austerities to achieve the Lord. So on this day, we can also pray to the Lord, Goddess Katyayani, as she is Akas Yogamaya. She can give us Krishna. She will facilitate our devotional activities so we can achieve our ultimate goal, the lotus feet of Radha Gokulananda. So her function is, as Yogamaya, she will facilitate you to achieve Krishna. But the other function in material world, as Maya, Durga, she is binding. She will bind you in this material world, birth after birth. So we're very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has given us this transcendental knowledge to understand who to pray to deliver us from this material world and how to achieve the Lord's shelter by praying to Katyayani. We can also pray to Katyayani, Srila Prabhupada said. We can also pray to Lord Shiva, but we should understand their position, how they can help us in getting the Lord's shelter. So in this way, we can pray and try to achieve the Lord's grace. So this month is very special. You know, everybody can take a little vow to read a little bit extra, to please the Lord, to do extra little bit of devotional service, little bit extra rounds, so we can please the Vraja Bhadus, the gopis, by their blessing, maybe we can one day achieve this, the Lord ourselves, you know, to attain that ultimate goal that we all sitting here, we all have the same goal, to serve and to become an instrument in Srila Prabhupada's hand, instrument in the Lordship hand, so we can all make this amazing journey together. And this part of Bhagavatam, his transcendent act and magnificent, gracious, are gracious and great learned sages like Narada sing of them. Usually when Nandan will ask me to give a class, I take a few days, made a little bit meditation, a little bit of research. But this time, I really didn't have any time. So I just feel maybe a little realization on this verse. We can, you know, if I make some mistake, please forgive me. In this verse, all the sages has gathered in Namasharanya. Previously to that, when Parikshit Maharaj was cursed for 7 days to die. So he did what he had to do. He gave all his, you know, royal duty, and he, it was arranged that he was going to, he had a Bhagavatam for 7 days before he, you know, he was supposed to be bitten by this, you know, serpent. So he was sitting, and Srila Sukadev Goswami was there to give all the transcendental knowledge to Parikshit Maharaj. But in this big crowd of all the sages, Suta Goswami as well was there. So he was present, and he was there to get all this information from Sukadev Goswami. So when he went to Namesharanya, all the sages was a great place of pilgrimage. You will see in this beginning how they were praying to, giving, you know, praying and giving so much respect, you know, to give all this information that he had. And a few purport before that, Srila Prabhupada was talking about Srila Prabhupada was talking about the person who is supposed to give you the knowledge. And Prabhupada very specifically makes sure that we understand that this person, it can't just be anybody. It has to come from a disciplic succession. And this is very important, that we're connected, like we're very fortunate. You have no idea how fortunate we are that we connect with the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, go all the way to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada is our acharya representative, giving us all the purport, everything. So we're so blessed to get all these facilities. And we are blessed that we are this parampara. I don't consider myself at all, you know, fit to sit here. But because we are following Srila Prabhupada's instruction, we're not changing any words, we're not changing anything, then at least we can repeat what Srila Prabhupada has given us. And by doing this, we are following Srila Prabhupada. We are following the parampara that he is coming down. And also the listener has to be very submissive as well. And this is one of the qualifications, you know, Shravanam Kirtanam. Shravanam is very important. And to hear Bhagavatam, you cannot hear with a sense of, you know, you're going to fight about it. You're going to challenging mentality. Prabhupada was listening to one of his class. He was saying that if you have the challenging mentality, you're going to take birth after birth because of this challenging mentality. Srimad Bhagavatam should be heard. You should be accepting with a very submissive mood. And we pray that every day I pray myself that we can achieve this, you know, achieve this, what Srila Prabhupada is asking in his purport, to be a submissive listener and to be a qualified speaker coming from the parampara. And maybe I can, anybody knows who, why Suta Goswami was given this position to carry on the Bhagavatam? Anybody know the history a little bit? Anybody? Anyone knows? Who was his father? Suta Goswami's father? Yeah. So there was a great, I thought I'd give a little bit history because it's good to know in a little bit about the history of Suta Goswami. While Lord Balaram, I'm getting a little bit away from this, while Lord Balaram was on a pilgrimage, he came to a great place of sacrifice where they're doing yajnas. And all the sages, they stand up to receive Lord Balaram. But Paramahansa Sutta, he was sitting on the Vyasasana, and he didn't stand up to at least offer respect to Lord Balaram, but he didn't offer respect. He just carried on sitting, completely ignored Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram could understand that there was some pride in his heart. At least when you sit on this, in this Vyasadeva, when you sit on this seat, is Vyasadeva, you know, you're presenting Vyasadeva. You don't have to, but at the end, this was not an ordinary personality. He was the Supreme Lord himself. So he did not stand up to give proper respect to Lord Balaram. So Balaam, Lord Balaam was very upset. He understood that Ramahansa Sutta was born from a Kshatriya father and a Brahmana mother. He immediately picked on he's coming from a low class. That's why he's behaving like this. So finally, Lord Balaram react, and by Kusha grass, Ramahansa Sutta was killed, was dead. So all the great sages were asking, please, we have given him long life. How come he has to continue the Bhagavatam? So how is this going to happen? So finally, they installed Sutta Goswami, who is a representative of the father. So he was the one who was carry on reciting this Bhagavatam. So a little bit of history. Is that okay? Yeah? So I thought it was nice to understand the history a little bit. And, you know, pride is not a very good thing in our spiritual journey. You could see in, you know, even though he had the, you know, all the sages chose him, he was qualified to give, but one mistake he made, he didn't understand that the great personality, the Supreme Lord, had himself come in this great place, and he didn't give his respect. He could have many knowledge, but the simple respect to Lord Balaram, he couldn't do that. But in our journey as well, you know, we should understand that spiritual journey is not very easy. But if you take a humble position, you try, at least we can try. You know, I don't say I'm humble at all, but I can try. I mean, we can try to at least try to, you know, understand. To get this transcendental knowledge is not easy. We can be sitting here, but we'll be somewhere else. But by accessing all these devotees of the Lord who have this great mercy, and we can also have this great mercy. Like in this purport, Prabhupada was talking about the material, you know, material people has the just wasting their life away. But a devotee of the Lord, he just will not waste 1 minute of his life. He will use it enthusiastically serving the Lord in devotional service, whether it's cleaning the temple, whatever it has to be, serving the Lord, cooking, cleaning Krishna's garden, Krishna's cows. Devotional service is not only on the altar. We can perform devotional activities everywhere, wherever we are in this place, you know. You know, Bhaktivedanta Manor is a dham, where Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotee, has resided. He was here. He installed the beautiful deities of Radha Gokulananda. So we are well situated, but don't get complacent. Just make sure we access the mercy nicely. And on a daily basis, we should pray. Prayers is very important. I always say that prayers is very, very important. Learn how to pray. If you don't know how to pray, just go to the acharyas. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur. And now the whole Bhagavatam is about prayers, how to achieve the Lord. So in this way, we have everything. You just have to apply in our life how to access those wonderful mercy that the Lord has given us. You know, in this Bhagavatam, this part of Bhagavatam, the Lord is talking, you know, Srila Prabhupada in his purport, he's talking about the different incarnation of the Lord. You know, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Nrisingadeva, Vamana, Parashuram, Ram, Buddha, Kalki, Lord Krishna himself. But in all this incarnation, the Lord has come to kill the demon and to establish Dharma. You know, in Matsya, in Kurma. Suddenly in Vamana Dev, the Lord, you know, didn't kill Bali, but he subdued also his, you know, his pride. But only in this age of Kali Yuga that we have Lord Chaitanya who has come. He's not coming to Kista, he's coming to give us the all merciful Lord Krishna. He comes as a devotee. But to kill that demoniac mentality that we have not physically kill us, but to remove all this anatta, all this demoniac mentality that we have. So in this age of Kali, the Lord has appeared, the most merciful, most magnanimous Lord, to give us shelter, to give us the Lord, to give us, you know, what in the other age we could not achieve. So we should take full advantage of this beautiful, you know, pastime of Mahaprabhu and absorb ourselves and try to access His mercy in our life and make this life successful. And as a Vaishnava, we always feel we need to check. We cannot act independently. We always have to check with Sadhu, Guru, and Shastra. So this is our checkpoint where we cannot go wrong. You know, if before we do something, you check, is this okay, Prabhu? Is this all right? Check if your devotees. This is our kind of kavacha that is protecting us. If you act independently, I know I've done it myself, and the result was not good. So I speak by experience. So try to always keep in mind that, you know, acting in the parampara means you're acting under the guru's shelter, under the representative of the guru, under the temple, you know, temple is the umbrella that protects you from all these calamities that could come on your path. So you know, as devotees here, brahmacharis and brahmacharinis, and I live outside, but my home, my hub, is this place of shelter, which is, I don't know what I'll do without this place, you know, without the Lordship, without Prabhupada's shelter, without all this beautiful Vaishnava shelter. There's no other place like to be with the devotees. I was in Vrindavan, it was very busy. Extremely busy. You stand in Mangalati, you could get crushed to death practically. It was just so intense. Then I was looking, I was like, you can't even walk. Every corridor, every pathways, on the samadhi, the steps, everywhere there were devotees. And then after a while, you get exhausted. I was a little bit exhausted because of my health. Then I was thinking, how Srila Prabhupada was so happy to see all this Vaishnava, all this ocean of Vaishnava in Vrindavan coming together, chanting the holy name together, worshipping Lord Damodar together. You know, even it was intense, it was difficult, but it was pleasurable. Yeah, Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Staram Lakshman Hanuman, Shishi Gonitai ki jai. And this month we just finished the month of Damodar, and in this month, this is another beautiful pastime of the Lord, which demonstrate that the Lord cannot be caught with anything but just through pure devotional service. And we pray to the Lord, I pray to the Lord that one day we'll be pure enough to be able to run after Him, you know, and catch Him. But it's a long journey. We all have, for me, and it's a long journey. For you, it could be an easy journey. But I know for myself, it's not easy. But I'm trying my best in my single, every single day, you know, to try my best to access the Lord's mercy and the devotee's mercy. And it's pastime of Lord Damodar, there's so many lessons you can learn from this. And if you read Sri Ramaswamy, Damodar, you called it the title of that book? In Janani. It's so beautiful. And every day when I was in Vrindavan, Vashana would send me a text about this different, every day she would send me. It was so beautiful that you learn how, you know, the milk on the stove was just the milk. That milk was a personality. The stick in Mother Yashoda's hand, she was a personality. Everything which is connected with Krishna is, like he said here, is magnificent and gracious. You know, when Mother Yashoda was running after Krishna, I read that part, it was so wonderful, that the stick in Mother Yashoda, she was very, she's a personality. She was like so scared that, you know, I'm in the hand of Mother Yashoda, but I cannot disobey Mother Yashoda as well. But this is my Lord. How can I chastise my Lord? I thought it was so beautiful. And then the milk on the stove, one devotee was describing in Vrindavan that Mother Yashoda was feeding Krishna, was breastfeeding Krishna. The milk in the stove was feeling very low. She was feeling, how can I offer my milk to Krishna? I am so low. Look at Mother Yashoda. She has so much, she's so blessed. Krishna is taking milk from her personally. And then while he was thinking like that, the milk was boiling. That was the way he was feeling, so insignificant that he cannot take part in serving Krishna and Mother Yashoda, especially Krishna in his pastime. And when you see this is not, before I used to think it was just milk, just a stick, just a wooden matter. It's not. This is all personalities taking part by the Supreme Lord to enhance his pastime. All this beautiful pastime, the monkeys, the bird, the crow, this is all wonderful pastime which the Lord enacted in Vrindavan. And if you have the vision, I don't have the vision, but through the devotees like Vashana, she was sending me daily the different quote of this Damodar Janani. It was so wonderful. So we can absorb like this and personalize the Lord, personalize his devotees, personalize everything in our life. You know, it would be so easy to understand that Lord Shri Radha Gokulananda is a person. He has a feeling. Even here, you can see straight away Prabhupada, in the purport, he said the personality of Godhead is never inactive. As some less intelligent person suggests, Prabhupada is giving a person, he's explaining that here the Supreme Lord is a person. He has feeling. He, how can we have a body that function and the Lord don't have one? So in this way, sorry, I didn't have much time to prepare, but I'm just sharing some realization with you. I hope it's okay. And, just dive into this Bhagavatam and really relish everything that we have and make this life successful. And hopefully we can make our Guru proud, Srila Prabhupada proud. And I want to share one more thing. When I was in Vrindavan for the 40th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada Disappearance Day, there was one devotee, I just can't remember his name, he was talking about Srila Prabhupada. Very intensely. He was talking about Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada had Vrindavan. He was living in Vrindavan. He had all the facility for him to completely absorb himself and go back home. But when Srila Prabhupada, on his instruction of his spiritual master, he left Vrindavan to take Vrindavan out of Vrindavan, to give others Vrindavan. And then he said, this really touched me that we all have a responsibility towards Srila Prabhupada to give everybody Vrindavan. And what is this Vrindavan? He's the Supreme Lord that we're talking about, the magnificent and gracious Lord that we all is worshipping every day. And he was just giving such amazing realization how we all have this responsibility as individual, to reclaim the fallen soul. Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya came to reclaim the fallen soul, and all the parampara has come to do the same thing. And Srila Prabhupada is the greatest acharya who has done more than anybody else has done. And in our preaching, in our day-to-day life, I personally cannot go out of books. Physically, I cannot do it. But you can do it at the temple here. You see somebody walked in, you ask them, you greet them. Hare Krishna, it was your first time. Is there anything I can do for you? Anything I can help you with? You make that person's journey amazing. To make it feel he didn't waste his time to come to a temple. A person comes to your house, you don't ignore that person. This person who's coming is a Lord, personal guest that the Lord has. And we are the servant of the Lord. And we should be taking care of the guests who comes here. And on this note, sorry if I didn't say much about this verse, but I feel a little realization, at the lotus feet, praying at the lotus feet of Vaishnavas and Srila Prabhupada, that we all can go on this journey together and help each other. Those who are behind, we can give a push. Those in front, don't drag them, push them up. So, you know, so we can all help each other. That is a Vaishnava way of doing things. So we all have this amazing blessing. And every day I count my blessing. Every day I count my days. And really thankfully, thank Srila Prabhupada to give me this knowledge and to give me this Bhagavatam, to give me the Vaishnava, to give me deity worship, to give me everything. Srila Prabhupada has created our good fortune, and we should be eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada. On this note, I'm going to say Hare Krishna, and if you have something to add, please do. And I wish you a nice day and a nice Katyani Vrat. Please, you can pray to Katyani so you can achieve your Lord. Okay. Hare Krishna.